Brisbane.
I think it's a friendly city.
It's just an exciting place to live.
Fantastic.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
Who do you know who's making a difference where you live? Someone who always seems to put others before themselves. Someone special who's making a contribution to your community. An unsung hero or two who deserves some recognition. Well, last month we asked you to nominate those who are making a difference in your neighbourhood for a Community Spirit Award. We were overwhelmed with the response, and it's time for you now to meet your finalists. One of the categories is social media, and with that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to two of the people representing one of the finalists in the category. First, I'd love to introduce you to Suli Leit. Hello there.
Malo Lele and warm Pacific greetings.
Why, thank you. He's representing a group of people known as Pacifica TV and Radio. That's Pacifica, spelt P-A-S-I-F-I-K-A. And joining him today is veteran broadcaster Miss Malay Nauamo. Hello, Malay.
Malo Lele in... Good day to you.
Why, thank you. And good afternoon to both of you, and congratulations on being a finalist in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. The spelling Pacifica, P-A-S-I-F-I-K-A. Why is the spelling like that, Suli?
Oh, so that's a Polynesian spelling of the traditional P-A-C-I-F-I-C-A. So it's a generic word used throughout the Pacific to represent all the Pacific people. Our platform broadcasts in Tongan, Samoan, Niuean and English, and it's open to all Pacific Island groups to come along and broadcast in their languages.
So tell me, as a broadcaster, Malay, what content would I hear? What sorts of things does the community need to hear?
Community need to hear what's going on around them, where they are, especially things that concerns them and the most, like COVID is the main topic of these days, and other news that interest them, you know, but we want to keep them up to date with the happenings and what's going on around there, where they are. So it's very important.
Did Pacifica begin because of COVID and COVID lockdown and restrictions, or were you around before then?
No, it's a really good question. We actually did launch in the middle of about June, July last year, right in the heart of COVID-19. That wasn't the plan. The plan was to launch the platform during the year, but we didn't know COVID was coming. It actually came at a good time, in a sense that we're able to reach out across Australia at a time when a lot of our Tongan and Pacifica communities were in lockdown. And we found that that lockdown, borders were closed, families couldn't see each other, but they could see each other through our virtual digital platform, because we broadcast on YouTube and on Facebook as well. So people could see each other. We had Zoom sessions. We had guests that would come on via Zoom from overseas. And it became a connection point, I think, for people across the country at a time which was very difficult. It brought entertainment to people. People could have a laugh. They could have a cry at a time when there was a lot of mental health going up, with people feeling isolated, depressed, and whatnot. People also losing their jobs during COVID, particularly interstate. We had it pretty easy here in Brisbane compared to our other cousins down the line. But in saying that as well, our launch was 30 people. I can't remember what the lockdown was at the time. It was a maximum of 30 people. We ran out of a residential address, so we actually had it planned out with a rotation of visitors to come through our launch. So we stuck to the 30. We complied with all the government restrictions at the time on a rotational basis, so everyone could come through and we didn't breach our numbers. It was an interesting launch. It was a virtual launch,
yeah,
with a few people coming through and going. It was a bit different.
Using that old word pivot that we've used 1,000 times.
Yes, indeed.
These days. So, Malay, how important is it for people to hear, because there's a lot, still is, but particularly at that time, so much information, so many new rules and regulations and medical terms and all of those things being broadcast. How important was it for the community to hear some of that in their own language?
Very, very important. From the feedback we get from some talkback shows that we run during the program, I run one of the programs on a Monday morning. It is called The Sweet Memories. It's something to cheer them. You know, we always send out shout out to Sydney, to New South Wales, to Melbourne, to all the states in Australia. And people join in from overseas, New Zealand, America, amazingly. And all the feedbacks are with tears. Everyone is... they are all very teary, thanking us for remembering them, that they are all in lockdown, and it's bringing them something to look forward to for the next day, and also something to give them hope with tough times that they are experiencing. And there's a lot of good feedbacks, and we are happy to give it to them. And not just that, but other ways like songs, music makes them happy, makes them laugh, makes them all sorts of things, which is very important. And we have guest speakers, like we get all the church leaders to come and talk on the program and give them, they encourage them with their faith, you know. That's not the end of the world. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And those are the kind of encouragement that they're given to help them, you know, not to forget about the misery and the agony and the pain they're experiencing, but to look forward and look ahead. There's going to be a life after this, you know. That's the hope that we want to give to the people out there. There is hope, and never give up.
That's a good message for everyone, regardless of culture, I think. Absolutely. My guests are Suli, Late and Mele Nauamo. They're finalists in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards in the category of social media, and you will have the opportunity to vote for the finalists in multiple categories. I'll get to that in a little while. But Suli, why did you feel the need for something like this for Islander communities in particular? I mean, obviously your own background and heritage, but why did you feel that the community was in need of this service?
One thing's for sure, there's an old saying in terms of finances that says, why work for money when your money can work for you? So I like to apply that to technology. Why do we, you know, we're so busy ourselves with technology, let's harness technology and let it to use to our benefit. Now, everybody in the islands, just about everybody, has a mobile phone. Just about everybody has access to a Facebook account or YouTube. So we felt that radio that's like local radio and so on can be limited to an area. We wanted to connect our people internationally. Now, a few years ago, you may remember that the Tongan rugby league team, Mate Matonga, made a bit of a noise globally, was doing really well in the World Cup, right up to the grand final, and then it didn't go very well after that. But we saw a momentum of the community, the diaspora in America, Australia, New Zealand, and around the globe just coming together and uniting. And His Majesty the King of Tonga actually used the words and said at a speech welcoming the team back to Tonga, he said, imagine if as a nation and as a people we can pull all our resources to pull in the same direction, what we can achieve is unimaginable. So we took that as an inspiration to think, hey, let's use this media platform of digital media, of social media, and do something to make a difference, to connect people. So we actually have hosts doing programs out of Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Tonga, and a few like supporters in New Zealand and so forth, as well as in Brisbane. So we're not just Brisbane based. Mm. And because of that, we've actually connected people that everyone has their own local ethnic radio channels that we all do programming on, but we all come together on this platform, whatever program it might be during the week, to bring us all together, bring the best of our talent, our influencers, our leaders, our church leaders, our doctors in terms of COVID. So we bring a lot of our Tongan doctors from Sydney and that to speak in language, or our Niuean nurses in Mount Isa have come on Zoom to talk about COVID in language as well, to promote and to support. We have a youth program as well, so we're taking them on the journey. So you can just look at the two of us and you know there's probably a little bit of an age difference slightly.
I wouldn't have clocked that, no.
But we have some young people going through, and we've had some people on our team as well that are going through their own journey with mental health as well, yeah, and so forth, that they've struggled with, and being an active programmer has given them the opportunity for something to focus on and to channel their energy in and take their mind off other things that are distracting them.
Because originally your Pacific Youth Media was created as a hub for the Tongan community.
We did start with Tongan community, that's correct, but we named it Pacifica because, well, you never know, down the line there'll be other communities jump on board. Sure. And we got contacted by the Samoan, the Niuean communities, they've jumped on board, and there's still conversations going now with other Pacific communities who also would like to have a voice. And the programs are all very different, so like Mele mentioned, Sweet Memories, Mele's program is a talkback show that takes you back to Tonga of yesteryear, back in the 1950s and 60s. The music is a reflection of the golden days of Tonga, things that have changed change culturally, the countries change, what people remember, migrants who came here in the 70s. What was Tonga like back when you left? What is it like now today? So her program's quite different. Friday Night Live, our youth come aboard. It's the new songs. It's modern music. They speak mostly in English on air. They give away prizes, a fast-paced show. Monday night, myself and a team of correspondents across the country present Pacifica News in Tongan. So it's a news bulletin, very serious with what's going on. So it's a mixture of programs that come together to benefit our community.
Malo, what's your favourite thing about broadcasting?
I meet new people every day. All the time when I'm on air, I get to talk to people that I have never met, and also families and schoolmates. They call and they message me, and it's amazing how many people and who is out there that you can talk to like they're just family. And this little, to work in as a broadcaster, I find it very rewarding, not just for them, but for me as well. It's like, it's a little mission. It's very spiritual and very social, because I get to talk to them in a lot of things. There's no limit to it. As long as it makes people happy, as long as it makes them smile and give them something to look forward to in their day's daily work, you know, that makes me happy and makes my job more rewarding.
Oh, you're making me happy just thinking about it. There's a way that you request for support. So support for things like food parcels, phone top-ups. What is it? Am I pronouncing this correctly? An umu pack?
Oh wow! You've done your research. Yes, indeed. We have. We've during COVID particularly, we have fundraisers on the side which raise money from community to then bless back into community. So pretty much what comes in goes out again. So with that, we've been able to bless families in Tonga as well as overseas with a normal pack. So it's a pack of food made in, I guess, traditional hangi, you might be familiar with the term hangi. So ground oven food.
That is the best packaged food I've ever eaten, by the way.
And delivered. Yeah.
And
top-ups for phone top-ups. So we also have a sponsor who gives us phone top-ups so we can ring from Australian phones. So actually, we top up relatives back in the island so they can call us for very, very cheap and so on. So again, it's a way of connecting family, connecting people internationally and blessing them at a tough time and a tough season like this one.
And there are mothers out there who appreciates what we are doing. They just call in and say, they just drop in like, cakes, puddings, anything just to give away. And it just goes to show how happy they are with the program. And the way to show it is to turn up at the studio to say, give it to someone, or this is for you. Have a cuppa. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, how lovely. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes just teary.
Yeah.
Teary, you know, for people that have. And every time I say that, it brings me, I'm teary too, very emotional about it. It just goes to see how people react and how people, you know, show their emotions on a small thing that we do. And that's a big thing. We work as volunteers. We don't get paid, but we get a lot out of it than what we can get out of it. So we are being blessed.
Well, I thank you both for coming in and spending some time with us this afternoon. That's Suli Late and Mele Nauamo. They're part of the team at Pacifica TV and Radio. You can find them on Facebook if this is something that you might connect to from your culture, or just something that you think you might want to get involved in some way, shape or form. You can also have your say on who should win the ultimate title in our new category, the People's Choice Award. So the team from Pacifica are finalists in our Community Spirit Award. And look, you're going to hear from a lot of finalists, but if this one has hit your heartstrings, then you can have your say in our new category, the People's Choice Award. Head to your website, abc.net.au/Brisbane. Type in the words ABC Brisbane and Community Spirit into your favourite search engine and make your vote count. Voting closes on Sunday, October the 31st. It's a very spooky day for something to finish. Thank you both very much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.